आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी कंग्रेचुलेट्स यूके प्राइम मिनिस्टर कियर स्टार्मर फॉर हिज पार्टीज रिमार्केबल विक्ट्री इन जनरल इलेक्शंस। President Draupadi Murmu to be on a four-day visit to Odisha beginning today. Foreign Medical Graduate Examination June 2024 being held in 50 cities across the country today. Key accused in Hathras stampede case arrested by Uttar Pradesh police. Global cereal production to touch all-time high of 2,854 million tons this year. And in cricket, South Africa beat India by 12 runs in first women's T20 international in Chennai. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated his UK counterpart Keir Starmer for his party's remarkable victory in general elections. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to a positive and constructive collaboration to further strengthen India-UK comprehensive strategic partnership in all areas and fostering mutual growth and prosperity. PM Modi also thanked Mr. Rishi Sunak for his admirable leadership and his contributions in deepening the India-UK ties. Sir Keir Starmer has replaced Mr. Sunak as Prime Minister, ending the Tories' 14-year grip on power. Labour Party has won 412 seats in the new House of Commons. The Conservatives were reduced to a record low for them of 121 MPs. In his first speech as Prime Minister at Downing Street, Sir Keir pledged to get the country's struggling healthcare system back on track, secure British borders, and attend to the needs for schools and affordable homes.
The public service is a privilege, and that your government should treat every single person in this country with respect. If you voted Labour yesterday, we will carry the responsibility of your trust as we rebuild our country. But whether you voted Labour or not, in fact, especially if you did not, I say to you directly, my government will serve you.
Meanwhile, Sir Keir has appointed his cabinet, making Angela Rayner the Deputy Prime Minister and Rachel Reeves the country's first female Chancellor of the Exchequer. Sir Keir's cabinet included a record 11 women in the team of 25. Yvette Cooper has been appointed Home Secretary, David Lammy named Foreign Secretary, and John Healey appointed Defence Secretary. Other appointments include Shabana Mahmood as Justice Secretary, Wes Streeting as Health Secretary, Bridget Phillipson as Education Secretary, and Ed Miliband as Energy Secretary. British Indian MP Lisa Nandi has been appointed UK Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sport by new Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Lisa was re-elected with a thumping majority from Wigan in northwest England. The 44-year-old Lisa Nandi was among the final three contestants in the Labour Party's top leadership contest in January 2020. Lisa is the daughter of Calcutta-born academic Deepak Nandi and British mother Anne Louise Byers. A record number of around 29 Indian origin members of Parliament have been elected to the House of Commons in the UK's general election as results were announced yesterday. The 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit will focus on defence, trade linkages, investment ties, energy cooperation, education, science and technology, culture and people-to-people connections as the key discussion points. This was stated by Foreign Secretary Vinay Mohan Quatra during a press briefing in New Delhi yesterday. On Prime Minister's upcoming official visit to Russia and Austria from the 8th to the 10th of this month, Mr. Quatra said Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Russian President Vladimir Putin will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries.
Prime Minister is scheduled to arrive in Moscow in the late afternoon of 8th July. President Putin will host a private dinner for Honorable Prime Minister on the day of arrival. The next day, Honorable Prime Minister's interactions would include an interface with the Indian community in Russia. Prime Minister will also lay a wreath at the tomb of the unknown soldier in Kremlin. And thereafter, Honorable Prime Minister will visit the Rosatom Pavilion at the exhibition venue in Moscow. These engagements will be followed by a restricted level talk between the two leaders.
The Foreign Secretary said Prime Minister Modi and President Putin will exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. He said the leaders will also assess the status of bilateral engagements in grouping, including BRICS, SCO, G20, East Asia Summit, and the United Nations. Mr. Quatra said the issue of early discharge of Indian nationals who have been misled into the service of the Russian army is also expected to figure during the discussions. The India-Russia annual summit is scheduled for Tuesday. President Draupadi Murmu will be on a four-day visit to Odisha beginning today. The president will attend the 96th death anniversary of Utkalmani Pandit Gopabandhu Das at Bhubaneswar. Tomorrow, President Murmu will witness the Gudi Chai Jatra, that is car festival of Lord Jagannath at Puri. During her visit, the president will visit Udayagiri Caves and interact with the students of Bibhuti Kanungo College of Arts and Crafts and Utkal University of Culture. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a two-day visit to Kerala from today. On the first day of his visit, Mr. Dhankar will deliver the convocation address as chief guest at the 12th convocation of Indian Institute of Space Science and Technology this morning. He will also present the Institute's Medal of Excellence to meritorious students. Tomorrow, the Vice President is scheduled to visit Kollam and Ashtamudi backwaters. The National Board of Examinations in Medical Sciences, NBEMS, will conduct the Foreign Medical Graduate Examination, FMGE, June 2024 today. The examination is being held at 71 centres in 50 cities across the country. Talking to Akashwani News, Union Health Secretary Apurva Chandra appealed to the FMGE aspirants not to pay heed to the rumours of paper leak.
ये टोटली कंप्यूटर बेस्ड टेस्ट है और दो पानी में होता है कहीं से ऐसे कुछ खबरें आई स्पेशली केरला में एक एफआईआर भी लॉन्च हुई कि कुछ चैनल ऐसे चला रहे हैं कि अगर आप हमारे पास पेपर उपलब्ध है और सबकी भी उपलब्ध है हमारे पास आइए ये बिल्कुल ही गलत है इस पे एनडीई ने भी एक क्लेरिफिकेशन निकाला है और जब पेपर बनता है तो सीधा सेंटर पे ही जाता है जो कि परीक्षा जब है 9 बजे शुरू होती है तो वहीं पर कैंडिडेट है उसके सामने ही उसके पासवर्ड से खुल सकता है उस बीच में और किसी को ये पेपर उपलब्ध होने की संभावना ही नहीं है तो इस पे ना पड़े
More than 1,000 cases have been redressed in the first week of special campaign for redressal of family pension grievances. The Department of Pension and Pensioners Welfare had launched a month-long campaign for redressal of family pension grievances on the first of this month for bringing ease in the life of central government family pensioners. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. Uttar Pradesh police has arrested Dev Prakash Madhukar in connection with a tragic stampede in Hathras that resulted in 121 deaths. Dev Prakash Madhukar was named as the main accused in the FIR filed by the police. Earlier, a reward of 1 lakh rupees for information regarding his whereabouts was also announced. The arrest came a day after the police nabbed 6 people in connection with the stampede. They were all members of the Satsang Organizing Committee. The stampede took place on Tuesday during the Satsang by self-styled Godman and preacher Narayan Sakar Hari, alias Bhole Baba. The Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, has updated its forecast for global cereal production in 2024. The cereal supply and demand brief issued by FAO has pegged the global cereal production at 2,854 million tons, a new all-time high. The FAO has raised its projections to a better harvest outlook for maize in Argentina and Brazil, as well as Turkey and Ukraine, which will offset downgrades to the outlook for Indonesia, Pakistan, and several southern African countries. The wheat production forecast has also been raised based on better prospects in Asia. Global rice production is projected to reach a record 535.1 million tons. In a brazen attack, Tamil Nadu chief of Bahujan Samaj Party, K. Armstrong, was hacked to death by 6 bike-borne men near his house in Chennai yesterday. They attacked Armstrong when he was having a discussion with a few party functionaries near his house in the city's Sembium area. In a social media post, BSP leader Mayawati termed Armstrong a strong voice of Dalits and called for the guilty to be punished. Union Minister Dr. L. Murugan has condemned the incident. In Madhya Pradesh, 5.5 crore trees will be planted under the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign started by Prime Minister Narendra Modi. Our correspondent reports that the campaign will be inaugurated today by Chief Minister Dr. Mohan Yadav.
The Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign in Madhya Pradesh is being started from the birth anniversary of Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee today. Within the fortnight, a target has been set to plant 20 lakh saplings in 480 hectares in Bhopal district alone. 12 lakh saplings are being planted at various places in Bhopal district today. MPs, MLAs and public representatives have been invited by the Bhopal Municipal Corporation to plant saplings at 300 places. There is a plan to plant 51 lakh saplings in Indore from tomorrow. The Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign is being run on a war footing manner in all the cities and villages of the state till July 15th. Sanjeev Sharma, Akashwani News, Bhopal.
India Meteorological Department has forecast isolated, very heavy rainfall over Punjab, Himachal Pradesh, Haryana, Chandigarh, West Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh for today, as well as in Uttarakhand, Chhattisgarh and East Uttar Pradesh till tomorrow. More from our correspondent.
IMD predicted isolated heavy rainfall over Odisha and Madhya Maharashtra from today to Monday, over West Bengal, Sikkim, Bihar, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till 9th July. The weather agency said light to moderate rainfall with lightning is also expected over East and Northeast India during next 5 days. Meanwhile, several parts of National Capital Regions witnessed light to moderate rain last night and maximum temperatures were recorded 33 degrees Celsius and minimum 27 degrees Celsius in Delhi. Rajesudin Rihan, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In women's cricket, South Africa defeated India by 12 runs in the first match of the three-match T20 international series at M.H. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai last night. Chasing 190 for victory, Indian women scored 177 for 4 in the stipulated 20 overs. Earlier put into bat, South Africa posted 189 for 4 in 20 overs. In Jammu and Kashmir, the annual Amarnath Yatra is going on smoothly. On the 7th day of Darshan yesterday, the weather remained overcast with clouds in the entire Yatra area, and in the evening, it drizzled at the Holy Cave and Yatra area. However, the pilgrimage plied smoothly throughout the day. Meanwhile, a fresh batch of 5,876 Sri Amarnath Ji Yatris left the Bhagwati Nagar base camp in Jammu in the wee hours today towards Kashmir Valley in a cavalcade of 245 vehicles amid tight security arrangements. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Shagun Chopra.
Thank you, Sunil. The top story in the Pioneer quotes the centre as telling the Supreme Court that scrapping NEET UG is not rational and would jeopardise lakhs of honest candidates. Labour Party's landslide win in the UK elections is front page news in most dailies. Hindustan Times carries a photograph of a beaming Keir Starmer with the headline, Super Starmer. Business Standard writes, Labour Party victory renews hope for India-UK trade deal. The Ministry of Defence has achieved the highest ever growth in value terms in indigenous defence production, focusing on Atmanirbharta, writes the Statesman. 6 CRPF personnel, 4 of them posthumously, were decorated with military gallantry medals by the President during a defence investiture ceremony held yesterday, reports the Hindu. And finally, a survey quoted in the Times of India has revealed that small businesses have seen a sharp surge in online orders and UPI usage in both urban and rural sector 2022-23. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Shagun. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines. Once again, Prime Minister Narendra Modi congratulates UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer for his party's remarkable victory in general elections. President Draupadi Murmu to be on a four-day visit to Odisha beginning today. Foreign medical graduate examination June 2024 being held in 50 cities across the country today. Key accused in Hathras stampede case arrested by Uttar Pradesh police. Global cereal production to touch all-time high of 2,854 million tons this year. And in cricket, South Africa beat India by 12 runs in first women's T20 international in Chennai. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.